Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 29, 2024, and this is Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. This is one of our gentlest events where we do the full four-part embodied awakening cycle and end up with a group blending at the end. Really sweet, very blissful. So, as always, we're going to start with our usual setup, calling the directions, calling in the allies, setting up the safe container. But we won't call embodied awakening at that moment because we work up to that. We'll do the four steps of the embodied awakening invocation cycle instead, and then do that blending at the end, like we said. This event will take about an hour, so please plan to set that much time aside. As always, my request is that you give us your full attention as if you were right here in the physical space with me. That'll give you the best experience, and you, since your energy affects everyone else, whether you're live or on the recording, it's good for everybody else too. If you need to leave the call before we finish, that is okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out, and that will not create any disruption. Before we start all that, I want to thank the folks I see in the live room right now. So I'm so glad you're here. Angela, Bevy, Brian, Carrie, Cass and Jim, Diana, Eric, James, Jeannie, Laura, another Laura, Marla, Monica, Marcy, Renate, Risa, Sanmati, and Cherie, all familiar names to me. I'm so glad you're all here. And of course, equally strong welcome to those of you joining us via the recording. All right. So I'm going to do the initial setup. As always, I invite you to close your eyes as I do this, be completely passive, and feel the energy moving in and through you. If you cannot feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. And as always, my yawns are not fatigue, it's energy moving. Pachamama Kia, Wiracocham Inti Quichi. I am that I am. Prepare myself. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other, fourth density or higher consciousness. Thank you. For all of us, we call spirit songs higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Papaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining Ascended Masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the Archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu, Guardian Angel; Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway; Apu, Shining Rock; Apu, Mount Pisgah; Apu, Mount Mitchell; Apu, Grandfather Mountain; Apu, Asangate; Apu, Machu Picchu. Apu, Mount Shasta. Apu, Mount Everest. Apu, Mauna Loa. Apu, Mount Kilimanjaro. Apu, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be completely passive so this container can form. The allies are making it, not us. There we go. Thank you. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call them now. You can do this whether you're live or on the recording. Ugh. Very good. Thank you. All right. Let's do that four-step embodied awakening invocation cycle. So you'll be speaking these invocations to your higher self. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. Let's begin now. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and just relax and let the energy come to you. The field is feeling pretty nice. Relax, stay passive, let it keep coming. Just relax into the feeling, the physical feeling or the energetic feeling. or both? Some of us are already feeling more like energy than flesh. Okay, nice. Take a moment and just perceive your experience. You might feel different than when we started. We're aware of your luminous beingness. All right, now we're going to ask to be one with our higher self at its level. So let's do that. Repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please make me one with my higher self at its level to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Let the words go, become passive. And whatever peacefulness you feel, just notice that. And your attention to the peacefulness that's already there will automatically tend to increase the peacefulness, which is coming from your higher self, so it kind of draws you to it. All your human self is doing is feeling the peacefulness that's already there. And this pulls you into your higher self automatically. You know, a lot of us are locking into our higher self awareness. There's no physical form here. It's kind of like a big ball of light, but it extends into infinity, it feels like. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's all effortless. Just relax into being this beautiful ball of light. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just rest in whatever awareness you're holding right now. We'll just hang out here for a little while. You can't quite get to full higher self union like this, then your higher self will be cleaning you up and preparing you for the moment when you will be able to do that. Just whatever's happening, just relax and go with it. We'll hang out with our higher self just a moment longer at its level. Alrighty. Now we'll invoke the higher self into our human body as much as serves highest good. So please repeat after me, speaking to the higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax as the higher self comes in. Just feel the incoming energy if you can. If you can't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. It's best not to use effort or willpower. It's best not to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Best not to do any deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive and let your higher self come to you. If at some point you discover you're distracted, just gently return attention to feeling your energy or your breath. And use the least effort needed to feel this. For some, no effort at all is the exact right amount. See if you can feel this beautiful divine being inside your body. When your higher self has merged with you in a good way, there is no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. We'll hang out here in Embodied Awakening for just a moment longer. All right, so feel how it feels right here. And then compare back to how you felt when you first started this event. If you like the way you feel right now better, then this final invocation helps to make that state more permanent and helpful. So, if you would like what you're feeling now to be your new normal, accept that it will keep getting better over time, then say this: Spirit that I am, please make this divine consciousness my new normal from now on, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, until it gets even better. Thank you. Let the words go. And relax and let this new energy come for you. Lots of you are getting upgrades to make this more stable. That feels stable. Now we'll invoke oneness with the blended group energy field to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Here we go. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please make me one with our blended group energy field. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Let the words go, become fully passive. The allies will move you into this blended field to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. Just be passive and let it happen on its own. If you move into the group field, it's just a blended state. There's no individual awareness there. You're just part of the beingness of it all. And there's nothing to initiate there. You just be, and if something happens, it happens spontaneously on its own. Some experience their total awareness in the blended field. Others have dual awareness, part of them aware of the blended field and part of them aware of their human self as well. Whatever your awareness is, monofocused or subdivided, it's all perfect. Relax, be completely passive, just let yourself feel whatever you're feeling here. Beloved divine allies, we'd like to share this good medicine with others. So please spread this good medicine to all beings on earth who will benefit from it. And to all beings anywhere in the universe who will benefit from this energy. This all pours forth from the unlimited divine source, so none of us people on this call are in any way shortchanged. In fact, we're blessed with more of this energy from the overflow. Thank you, allies, for spreading the wealth. You humans, see if you feel a little different now that that happened. I feel a little higher vibration. Humans, once again, note how you feel. You get a sense of what level you're at. It feels like we're starting to move back toward body integration. It's maybe a little bit shorter call than usual. It feels like we're becoming more aware of our physical bodies again. But those bodies have, of course, been transformed. And the divine is putting as much of this beautiful energy we've just been in into the physical body that serves highest good. Feels like we're pretty well settled into our bodies. And we'll close with a highest could be done invocation so that God can give us whatever we most need, even if we have no idea what it is. So say, highest good be done. And just relax, each of us getting a unique experience. So we'll just give this a moment to do its thing. All righty. Feels like we're settled into our bodies. We've got our highest good final experience. And it's time to close the mesa. Pachama. Mama Kia. Wirakocham Inti Ichi Thank you, beautiful divine allies, for this wonderful experience. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that closes the container. Well, this turned into one of those shorter calls after all, without even meaning to. So if you got to go somewhere, feel free to depart the call. But if you want to hang out and ask a question or make a comment, that's all cool. I'm going to allow unmuting right now. So anyone can now just open up their mic and talk or put something in the chat if you wish. So we're now open for questions and comments. And as always, even though we let them go, the allies are still hanging around and putting down sweet vibes. So if no one is communicating, we can enjoy the after party of divine energy. And we may have no one who wants to say anything, and that's fine. But I'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who wants to type or speak. Oh, there's Laura typing. Thank you, Benjamin. The energy was sweet. Thank you, Laura. Then Brian says, much thanks. I'm having a little trouble reading this. Much thankfulness to you, Benjamin, and all involved in creating this blissful space. So beautiful. Thank you, Brian.
Hello, it's Marla. Can I share?
Please do, Marla.
That was really enjoyable. Thank you. Yeah, I really felt, I guess I would say my energy body, I felt like pleasant tingling and lightness around my body. And I definitely felt like a difference between all the invocations. And I'm kind of wondering, could you put those invocations in the email that you'll send out likely tomorrow, I guess, you how you do it?
Sure.
Because I can't remember them now. And I'd like to try them again on my own sometime.
Sure.
Great. Well, I just want to say hi and thank you to you and to everybody and to the allies and to these beautiful practices that were gifted to you and now gifted to us. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you, Marla, for hanging around the membership for so long. You've been here for years.
I really love it. It makes a real difference. And I really enjoy the archive, too, even when I can't make the live events. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Marla. So hang on. There's some stuff in the chat I want to catch up with. Apurva said, such solid peace, such silence. Thank you. And Laura G said, that was lovely. I am curious why you didn't start with maximum embodied awakening first. The reason is this was the four-part embodied awakening invocation cycle, and that maximum embodied awakening is the third in line in that sequence. So that's why we didn't start with it, because we wanted to call in maximum light and divine consciousness, and then we wanted to be one with our higher self at its level, and then we called in maximum embodied awakening. So when you do the full four-step cycle, that's the sequence. Bevy typed, thank you, Benjamin, short and sweet, much love. Thank you, Bevy. Anybody else with a question or comment? Angela types, I felt pressure in my heart chakra, as well as some major tingling on the left side of my head. Very relaxed now. Sweet. Sounds like you got some good energetic work there, Angela. I'm proud. I'm glad of that. Anybody else? Oh, the energy just sweetened. All right, last call for questions or comments. Oh, Angela typed, I sure needed it. I'm glad. Anybody else before we close it down for the night? Sanmati says, thank you, Benjamin. This was a peaceful and relaxing experience. Oh, I'm so glad. All right, last call for, oh, Risa says, I'm glad to be here tonight while traveling. I'm glad we could support your travels, Risa. With some inner travel. All right, that feels like a wrap. Thank you, one and all, for being here. Thanks for being in the membership. And whether you've done this live or on the recording, thank you for contributing your beautiful energy to what we've been doing. We have shamanic breathwork on Wednesday, January 31. So be sure to download the recording if you're going to use that for the live call. I've already sent an email to you about that. Big blessings, everybody. So grateful you're here, and good night.